You've got the Peter B. Collins Show, up and down the left coast. I'm off on vacation, and pleased to welcome your able blogger and all-around radio guy, Brad Friedman from bradblog.com.
Makes you smile, doesn't it?
Makes me smile.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind.
The weather is not fine out here in Houston. It looks like we got a tropical storm moving in. It's our final hour here on the PBC show on Friday, and my last hour with you folks. In our last election integrity hour, while I'm around, I will be moving on, and Christine Kraft from 1240 AM in Sacramento will take things over from here. Next week, she's actually going to join us at the bottom of the hour to so that we can, A, pass the torch, and, B, she can bring us up to date on what her plans are for Monday. They're getting a group of folks out there to the State House in Sacramento to be at that public hearing 10 a.m. Monday morning. She'll let us know what the plans are, but if you are within earshot, car shot, walking shot, whatever it takes of Sacramento, please get out there. Make your voice be heard. Deborah Bowen on the phone call just before we got on the air said she wants to hear from the people. Please, please get out there and be heard from. All right, much more on this and Deborah Bowen's extraordinary report today. Finding that they were able to bypass the system security, physical and software security of every voting system they checked in her top-to-bottom review. To discuss that and maybe more, our regular champion, O Democracy, John Gideon here, joins us for the last time this afternoon from VotersUnite.org. Oh, John.
I'm here.
How are you, my friend?
Just finished typing up my job application, looking for work again.
Is that right?
Yeah, now that I'm out of work and
you're done. I'm the only guy in show business who would give you a break, Gideon.
I know. That's it.
You're done.
So,
all right.
If anybody needs a election integrity voting news guy.
Well, you ain't going, yeah, and you ain't going nowhere because I'm not back in Los Angeles for another 3 or 4 weeks at the very least. And I'm going to be in Missouri. Speaking of Missouri, by the way, August 16th. If anybody in Missouri is listening, in St. Louis at the Kirkwood something church, keep an eye on Brad Blog for that. But no, you're not going anywhere because I need you to keep an eye on the blog for the next month while I try to find a moment to goof off.
Good. Everybody come over and take a look at what's going on John Blog.
John, the new name, John Blog, you can find it at bradblog.com. All right, that said, Deborah Bowen came out with her landmark top-to-bottom independent review of voting systems today. She was it was late in getting posted. I talked to the Secretary of State, their office, earlier this afternoon, and they said the reports were so big they were having trouble getting them up, blah, blah, blah. It looks like now they are finally up. They went up after we went on the air, so I haven't gotten time to review them. John Gideon, have you had time to review any of them yet?
Just a basic skim over. There is still one report missing. I suspect that it may not even be going to be released, and that's the one from the source code review.
Yeah, that won't be released. Were you on the media press avail with Bowen? Okay, what she said about the source code review is that she was looking at the executive summary of it last night, various parts of the source code review last night. She said that that she was concerned that about releasing it because the roadmap that was in there was a little bit too specific for her comfort level, and she was referring to the roadmap of how to hack these machines, of which they found all of them, John Gideon, were hackable.
That's true. They are, and there is the short reports, the 20 pagers, are the red team reports. There is also a 155-page accessibility report that reports they set up the systems and held election days and brought in voters with disabilities and had them go through. They did measurements, they checked the machines, they did everything they could, and lo and behold, they say the three voting systems, Diebold TSX, Hardy E-Slate, and Sequoia Edge 1 and 2, were evaluated for usability and accessibility for voters with disabilities and voters with alternate language needs using both heuristic and user testing techniques. Although each of the tested voting systems included some accessibility accommodations, none met the accessibility requirements of current law, and none performed satisfactorily in the test voting by persons with a range of disabilities and alternate language needs.
None.
None.
For disability or alternate language needs.
That's right.
John, I don't know if you meant to here, but you're on the verge of kicking off me and a rant, because the fact of the matter is the whole damn thing about the Help America Vote Act and these stupid touchscreen machines, these stupid DRE machines that they've been pushing, and then all of these folks, People for the American Way, Congressman Rush Holt, and so on and so forth, the reason that we need to keep these DRE machines around is because the blind and the disabled and the language minority users, folks who English as a second language and so forth, they need these DRE machines. And here they go and do testing specifically, independent testing on the machines, and you're saying that all of these direct recording electronic touchscreen voting systems that they tested failed to meet the disability and blind and language minority needs.
That's what I'm saying. It's even, it was to the point, there is specific requirements in the voting system standards that require access for people in wheelchairs. There has to be a 30-inch setback from the front legs to the back legs.
Right.
None of those, none of the systems that they tested met those, and all they had to do was check them with a tape measure.
I was going to say, these are like things you can measure. You don't need an expert
right.
for this. You
That's
need a
right.
ruler. And they and so, nonetheless, the previous Secretary of State, Bruce McPherson, allowed this crap to go through, didn't bother once to measure this stuff, didn't bother to check it against what the law is, correct?
Well, that's true, but not to defend McPherson or not, but you know, I got to say that these things are all federally qualified. They were tested by independent test authorities, and none of the independent test authorities did anything to test the systems to the accessibility requirements and the language requirements that are in the voting system standards. They were just ignored and figured that they're going to be good enough.
So these should have been—they should have never passed federal muster. In other words, in California, the voting systems can't get certification unless they've been qualified at the federal level. And these are things that the feds could have found. These so-called independent testing authorities, who are not independent at all, they're paid for by the voting machine companies. Quite literally, they pay them directly, and they signed off on these things. They said that they were fine, that they meet the. Can you tell I'm a little aggravated here? All right, what? Did you get any time, John Gideon of VotersUnite.org, did you get any time to look at, you refer to the red team analysis? Now, for folks who don't know, red team is a term for hack testing, in other words. People who try to hack these systems, both the software and the physical security of these systems. Did you get the chance to look at any of those reports yet in any detail?
Just real cursory, and you know, I'm not a techie, as you're well aware, so a lot of it is a little bit technical for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I did recognize one thing that was in the Sequoia report, because this was something that we complained about over a year ago with the Diebold, and that is the fact that the Diebold DRE's system includes interpreter, and there is specific words in the voting system guidelines that say you can't have any interpreter in there. And
you can't use interpretive code in the systems.
That,
this we
right.
know at the federal
that's
level, and they confirmed yet again that is in there, right?
And now the Sequoia Edge firmware includes an interpreter, contrary to the 2002 voting systems guidelines. The interpreter was found to be fully enabled. Now, again, the ITAs have checked this equipment. They know that that interpreter is not allowed, and
yeah, and when this came up, John, when this came up last year, well, actually, it was already 2005 when they discovered this interpretive code in both Diebold OpScan and DRE systems. Diebold promised if they just let them use them here in California for the 06 election that they would fix, they would correct the problem by the end of the year. Apparently, they have not.
That's right. Other thing I want to make sure gets said in this is that the red team and that all of the teams, all of the researchers would have had a lot more time to do things, except that the vendors drug their feet getting information to them that they needed, and even one point where Hardiner Civic installed software and then would not give that particular software to the team, and the team ended up having to make their own.
Unbelievable. John Gideon, thank you very much for being here every day for us here over the past week and a half, and, of course, every day over at Brad Blog. I really appreciate everything, John.
Hey, thank you very much. I've actually enjoyed it, and thank you, and enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Thank you, sir. Much more election integrity ahead. That was John Gideon from VotersUnite.org. He will have the daily voting news up at Brad Blog not long after we get off the air here. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Bowen and your calls. Guys, hang on the line there. I know you're calling in at 888-5-PETER-B. I want to try to talk to everybody we can. Stay tuned. More, a little bit more of the Peter B. Collins Show straight ahead.
Everyone wants to know a great hairstylist, and I want to share mine with you. Dallas and Ashley at Malibu by the Sea, 2024 Del Monte Avenue in Monterey. Malibu by the Sea is a full-service salon and bronzing spa. You can slip in for a tan and then have them create a stunning look for you. They perform cuts, color, multidimensional highlights, and the highest quality of human hair extensions. Dallas and Ashley, simply the best, making you look your best. Call them at 383-0807. That's 383-0807.
Hi, I'm J.R. Medina, owner of PG Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue in Pacific Grove. My family and I are proud to serve the finest selection of beer, wine, liquor, and non-alcoholic beverages in the Monterey area. Our store is evolving beyond adult and soft drinks. We serve freshly brewed Acme coffee, the finest breakfast burritos, and now Nathan's hot dogs. We're open daily. Come by and check out the big, big selection and low, low prices at PG Liquors. That's PG Liquors at 229 Grand in Pacific Grove.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has three locations to serve you better wherever you live. All three locations feature full service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or, in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road and Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Terry McCarter of Clarion Mortgage is a lifelong resident of Monterey County and a truly dedicated, caring real estate and mortgage professional. With many years of experience, Terry always goes the extra mile for her clients. During your initial consultation, Terry gets to know your preferences and needs and then helps you choose the loan program that most precisely meets them. Terry takes the time to explain all details of the various options open to you, including any potential risks, and guides you through the mortgage process. If you're too swamped at your desk to stop by during the work hours, make a weekend appointment with Terry or see her after hours. Terry McCarter is your real estate and mortgage professional. Her offices are conveniently located in Salinas at 1271 North Davis Road, just across from Applebee's. Call Terry at 578-0773, 831-578-0773.
TGIF, everybody, let's take a look at traffic. All right, an advisory, first of all, we got the Gilroy Garlic Festival that runs today through Sunday at Christmas Hill Park. It goes from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And, of course, if you've never experienced that event, be advised that traffic very heavy, heavier than normal traffic on 101 in the Gilroy area. Overturned vehicle has been cleared in Monterey County, northbound 1 at Big Sur. Emergency crew is still on scene. Watsonville, southbound 1 at Destruve Slothe. It's a 2-3 vehicle crash, clear to the right shoulder. Tow truck blocking lanes, however. Expect delays in the area. Highway 198 at Pine Valley, motorcycle down on the shoulder. We have the paramedics and fire department on scene. That's in King City, of course. Prunedale at northbound 101 after Crazy Horse Canyon Road. We have a solo vehicle that collided with the hillside. Santa Clara County Summit Road at Bear Creek Road. A crash being reported there. A support brought to you by Toyota.
Is clear. I'm not alone. There are thousands of us here. This is my democracy. You won't go telling me my vote don't matter anymore. And is not worth fighting for.
It's well worth fighting for. We're going to fight for it here for at least the next 40 minutes or so here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative citizen journalist blogger, sitting in for the good PBC for, just the rest of this hour. And then we'll hand it over to Christine Kraft. She's going to be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're talking about Deborah Bowen's landmark independent review, top to bottom review of voting systems out there in California, which is going to have a ripple effect across the entire country. A ripple effect may be an understatement. One might call it an earthquake effect, because the fact of the matter is, this from the executive summary of the report, quote, each red team, and the red teams, these are the hack teams, was to try to compromise the accuracy, security, and integrity of the voting systems without making assumptions about compensating controls or procedural mitigation measures that vendors, the Secretary of State, or individual counties may have adopted. The red teams demonstrated that, under these conditions, the technology and security of all three systems tested could be compromised. Let me repeat that, and Deborah Bowen said this on the phone call before we went on the air. She said that they were able to bypass both the physical and software security of all voting systems that they tested. When they talk about the physical security, that would be the locks on these machines. The locks that we have shown, Diebold, for example, their touchscreen system uses the same lock on every single machine, and it's a lock that you can get at Staples or Office Max to open a mini bar. That's their security. As a matter of fact, you can go by Brad Blog. You can see a photograph of that key because Diebold posted it, and from that photograph alone, you can make your own key. Bowen, as I said, Secretary of State, we talked to her before we went on the air. She said that this is a big deal for the country, and they're holding a public hearing. She wants to hear your input on this, so stop by sos.ca.gov. And I believe you'll see the button for top-to-bottom review. She has asked for the input from the people. She actually wants it, and I believe that. One of the things she said before we went on the air was that it is, she called it, I believe, an army of volunteer inspectors out there. She's asking them to go through these reviews, get their, spot things that perhaps she hasn't even seen yet. She's not made her decision yet about what she will do with these systems, whether they should, she can do nothing at all. She can certify them, she can decertify them, or she can recertify them conditionally based on certain mitigation procedures and requirements. It depends. It's a system-to-system thing. She was unable to talk about it yet because she had not yet reviewed these in full, and she's waiting to make her pronouncements on August 3rd. About what's going to happen, and this would be in time for the February 5th primary in California. She talked about in this call before we went on the air, she said that they had no idea when we started this that they would be sort of stuck with this time frame that they've got because the primaries were moved up to February. And so they've got a much shorter time frame than they thought. Oh, shoot. I wanted to get to Michael. Do I have time to get to him? Let me see if I can get him in. I'll hold him over for the answer if we need to. Michael, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Thanks. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm okay, but I think I needed to set straight one thing that you mentioned before. I've actually sometimes had quite a troublesome time getting into my mini bars.
Is that right?
Well, after if you've consumed a lot of the contents already and make the mistake of locking it up.
I see. Well, that's, you know, maybe if we just got all the hackers drunk before they had these elections, they wouldn't be able to get into the deep old machines.
Well, maybe you've hit on something there because that's the only explanation I can see.
See, I'm always thinking, Michael.
Actions by the people that have been foisting these election systems upon us.
You're calling from Los Angeles, and you've got some thoughts about Connie McCormick, the registrar down there, and the way she's running her voting system down there?
Well, I do. I don't know if I can speak to how she's running the voting systems, but just some anecdotal evidence for our listeners as someone who has observed her and heard her at hearings, at some of our Democratic clubs, at vendor rollouts, and at the community outreach meetings. First, incredibly, she has claimed that she's never seen any evidence of any problem with any electronic machine. And I guess she was speaking about just the ones that are under her purview.
Well, and of course she hasn't seen any evidence. That's the point. If you game these systems properly, you won't see any evidence. You can have a million people looking, Michael, and you'll never see the evidence. That's the point.
I know. The bigger problem is that, it sounds like listening to some of our more senior electeds in Washington.
Actually, quickly, shall I hold you? You got more? Should I hold you over? Because
I got
to get out for a commercial.
Please.
All right. Well, we'll have to make it quick when we come back from the break because we're also going to go to Christine Kraft up in Sacramento. So hang on, Michael.
You got it.
Coming into our final half hour of the Peter B. Show this week, our Election Integrity Hour. Oh, man. And yet there's still much more ahead, including your calls at 888-5-PETER-B. Give us a shout. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm Brad Friedman. Back in a moment.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Every Sunday morning at 10, check out Rock Roller Real Estate, America's favorite real estate show. Learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are. Rock Roller Real Estate, every Sunday morning at 10. To be a guest, call 408-892-3376. That's 408-892-3376. For more information, stop by our website at rockrollerrealestate.com. Rock Roller Real Estate, Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA 540.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. We know that our children learn by playing, and the caring staff at Thinker Toys will help you choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. Stop by our beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos and the just renovated Thinker Toys at Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Tomorrow Matters, the premier local radio program for matching the global problems of today with the solutions for a better tomorrow. Hosted by me, Deborah Lindsay, Monday to Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. I'll bring in the guests and you call in with your questions and ideas. And we'll collectively work to set the standards for a more sustainable future. And we're doing it 5 times a week. Join me, Deborah Lindsay, right here on KRXA 540 a.m. for Tomorrow Matters. Weekdays at 2, because for all of us, tomorrow really matters.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a jigsaw puzzle.
I'm getting dying coral reefs.
A blue bicycle.
A walkie-talkie.
I'm getting a severe drought.
Cool block skateboard.
I'm getting melted ice caps.
A killer heat wave.
A shrinking glacier.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But it's not too late. We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Come on in, and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones. Everything so tasty, you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a pillar affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus stew. A side of couscous and a baba ganoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. Have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery in PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today. 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show, and Peter B. on vacation. Hosting today from Houston, the citizen journalist who presides over BradBlog.com. Here's Brad Friedman.
Girls just want to have fun. As for our friend Christine Kraft, who's going to be taking over for me, who was previously taking over for Peter B. Collins. She's going to be taking over from 1240 KSAC Talk City up in Sacramento. We're going to be with her in a moment. Her show is actually on the air right now. So what we're going to do when we get hooked up here is be on both her show, and she's going to be on our show. And then next week she's taking over the whole kit and caboodle. Our phone lines are, of course, filled up. Now that I'm leaving, where the hell were you before? This is the Election Integrity Hour, our last one before I scram and ride off into the darkness. We're going to finish up here real quickly with Michael, if we can, although poor Brian is back at the mothership trying to get Christine on the air. Are you able to get to Michael, Brian? No answer?
I am still here.
Oh, there we go. Hey, Michael.
Hey.
All right. Real quickly, let's finish up with our good friend Connie McCormick down there in L.A. County.
Yeah. Well, a couple of key points. In a public meeting, when after she said she hadn't seen problems, we asked about all these other reports from all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And her answer was, well, that's not her jurisdiction, which struck many of us as the same as saying we don't need security at LAX, that's L.A. airport, since the 9/11 attacks took place in New York. Always seeming to be disingenuous, if not bending over backwards to defend the vendors and electronic voting.
Right.
Which is interesting in light of our polling, or rather our monitoring of the polls in last November's election. We had scores of people looking at scores and scores of polling places and recording what they saw both on videotape, audio tape, and on standardized forms. And if nothing else, one very key takeaway from that is the fact that these electronic machines that were added to the mix at our registrar's suggestion to do nothing but show overvote and undervote.
That's right. That's the op scanners that they put into the polling place.
The plus version, which was by ESNS.
And quickly, because I got to get over to Christine.
Okay. They, although her reports following the election said everything went swimmingly, they were a great success, mm-hmm. those machines failed 33% of the time. So the failure rate to me isn't even as stunning as the fact that there's such a disparity between reality and her portrayal of it.
Of course, and that is success for her 33% of the time. Thanks, Michael, for the call. Give me a website, your pdamerica.org.
You know, I'm on. I work with PDLA. That's pdla.org, and it's at the LA chapter of pdamerica.org.
Very good. Michael, thanks for all you're doing down there. Sorry to have to run here, but
sure.
I got to get through
Thank
a whole bunch.
Likewise. Thank you, Brad.
All right. And just to also to confirm, I did ask Secretary Bowen today whether they had sorted out the source code controversy they had. It turns out that ES&S in Los Angeles, the IncaVote system, they refused to turn over the source code for that system. She threatened to take it out of escrow. And once she made that threat, they said, okay, we'll give it to you. And they gave it to her, but they said, but don't take it out of escrow. Well, what do you know? There was some discrepancies in the version number between what was in escrow and what was in that she had in source code, and they still have yet to sort that mess out, says Deborah Bowen. All right, I'm hearing Christine in the background, Christine Kraft.
Oh, on the radio again.
Is that Christine? Oh, Christine? Oh, okay, we're still on hold. All right. In any case, she said that that is still, what's the word here, unresolved. We still have no explanation for the discrepancies in the version number between what was in escrow and what the ES&S voting machine company actually gave to her. If it turns out they're using a later version of the software than what they have in escrow, these guys are in big trouble. Oh, there, I can hear Christine now.
Hey, Brad, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How are you, Christine?
Well, I'm looking. I know that you've been filling in for Peter B.
I have.
It's been fun. You've been in, where are you today? Are you still in Houston?
We're in Houston, Texas, yes. We've completely ruined the show to make sure that you could come back and have something to fix.
Well, I'm really excited about doing to this larger audience, not just here in Sacramento, but I know Peter has listeners and is heard in Portland, Coos Bay, Oregon, Eureka, California, Monterey, my old stomping ground. So we'll just we'll try to do a good job for the next 2 weeks on the Peter B. Collins Show as we expand our audience a little bit.
And I'm sure you will, and I should give you the heads up. We may have expanded the audience even a bit further. We've got folks on hold here from Plano, Texas, from Ohio. So you better deliver, Christine.
I better. Now I'm going to you just ruined my week. I'm going to be so darn nervous about this new thing, you know, talking to an even larger audience.
You should be. It's really scary.
And will you be my guest one of those days? I'll get you back on because I'll tell you why. Do I love Brad Friedman and bradblog.com. So as you know, we spoke earlier today on Monday. Secretary of State Deborah Bowen here in California, she's been conducting this top-to-bottom review with top scientists and computer experts looking at all of the various, the Diebold machines, ES&S, Sequoia, et cetera. She really means business, looking at every single component, looking
Indeed.
At the software.
And we've been talking about some of that and the fact that she found that every single system could be violated.
Mm-hmm. And so she's going to want to do, because the voters of California, the voters of this country, she's really going to set the standard for the rest of the nation if we can just make that happen. She really means business when she says she's doing what a Secretary of State should do and should mm-hmm. be doing in every single state, this kind of true review.
Yep.
But you know there are registrars in California. Not all of them are good and responsible. Some of them are wonderful, like Freddie Oakley here in Yolo County.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some out there who've had their palms greased, who have special deals with the various companies, who don't want to have to do any extra work they've already put in these machines. They certainly don't want to have to go back to giving hand, paper ballots and having to actually count them. They're going to fight her tooth and nail, don't you think?
No, that's right. And they're going to be there on Monday. She's having this hearing 10 a.m. Monday morning. Those guys are going to be out in force. And so I'm hoping that you will be leading the way Monday morning at that 10 a.m. in Sacramento at the State House to bring the public there to make some
office,
noise.
Which is a wonderful building out here, is one of the complexes. A light rail station that lets off right there.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the activists are going to be gathering around to 9 a.m. with a press conference at 9:30. It's a great chance for folks who want to get involved to network, to get on some of the mailing lists, to get involved with the voting rights advocates, and to do what we can to support Deborah Bowen. We'll have a news conference at 9:30, and then the actual hearing begins at 10 a.m., and Secretary of State Bolin will be telling us what her experts have found in this top-to-bottom review.
And it's already stunning. They were able to violate the physical and software security of every system they tested, Christine.
So they all suck, to put it bluntly.
Yeah. And, of course, we knew that, but finally someone official says it out loud, and I know that they're going to railroad her, the elections officials you're talking about, certainly the voting machine companies, and that's why we need the people to turn out an army of election integrity folks. That would be Americans need to turn out 9 a.m. at the Secretary of State's office in Sacramento, correct?
That's right. On Monday morning, it'll be very, very important. And let me just ask you, do you know whether or not, I mean, she's the Secretary of State of California. If she says these machines can all, they all have tragic flaws here, it can essentially bottom line mean that when the American or California voter goes to the polls and votes on one of these machines, that person cannot be sure that their vote is accurately recorded and counted. They simply can't be.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of power does she have, really, if some of these registrars balk? Can't she order a Secretary of State, hey, the standard in California is going to be, it has to be paper ballots, that's what it's going to be till we get it right.
Well, exactly. She has essentially three options. She can do nothing at all. She can decertify the systems, or she can recertify them conditionally and put certain security procedures in place. The one thing that can't be done, and it was suggested by Steve Weir, the head of the president of the California Election Clerks Association. He's actually the registrar out in Contra Costa, California. He said that one option is to ignore her, and I asked Secretary Bolin about that at this conference call just before you and I both went on the air today, and she said she is unfamiliar with any of that. She knows of no legal measure that they may have to ignore what she says, and in fact, it's pretty clear in the code. The Secretary of State is allowed
to certify elections, too.
Well, certify elections, but also from time to time it says, you know, may review the voting systems and decide to certify, to recertify, or to cancel the certification of these systems. So they've got no choice. Once she makes her decisions on August 3rd, and that's going to be affected by the people, frankly, who show up on Monday and make noise, they're going to have to play along, period. She is the Secretary of State.
Yes, and we support her completely. Well, we'll be talking about that next week as well, and actually I will have just come from the rallies. So we'll be talking to this audience here in Sacramento as well as Peter B's network of people who listen. We're delighted to expand the program to talk about that. This is really the ground for testing the idea that the people can take their country back.
For the entire country, because as Diebold calls California, it is the world's largest voting market as they see it. So what happens here affects everyone. Christine Kraft, I got a bank full of phones here. I'm going to get to that.
Okay, just go ahead, and I'll see them all next week.
You will, and thank you for taking over. Good luck to you, Christine.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thanks, Brad Friedman.
And my best regard to all my fans in Sacramento. You know, there's a lot of folks who love me out there. Okay. Let me get to a couple of calls. We got a bunch of folks on the line, and we're going to try to get to everyone. So have your question ready. Speak quickly, and let's see what we got. Chuck in Plano, Texas. Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show, Chuck. And while he's waiting to notice he's on, I'll just say, what's up, Chuck? No, he's gone.
Hello, Brad.
Oh, there you go. Hey, Chuck, what's going on?
Well, I just wanted to give you a quick overview of my experience as a new voter in Texas. My wife and I have always been skeptical ever since the automatic voting machines came in and have always used a manual or a paper ballot. And we arrived here in Plano last year, went to our polling place, early voting, asked for a paper ballot, and the election judge gave us that sort of deer in the headlights look, and we were rather forceful, and that's what we wanted. We ended up having to vote on a card table because they had made no provisions for voting with a paper ballot.
Did they actually give you a paper ballot?
Oh, yes. We finally got one. We voted. The election judge came back. And the procedure here was that they were supposed to place the ballots in a pouch that was then recorded and had a seal or something on it, that at the end of the day, that pouch would be taken to the central tabulating headquarters. Well, he couldn't find this pouch, so he ended up having a just a plain business-type manila envelope, mm-hmm. asked us to fold it and place it in the envelope, and he said, you're just going to have to trust me. And I issued made a comment to the election board about our experience and thought that it was, you know, they need to get their act together, and I'm encouraging all of our friends and acquaintances that any elections coming up in this area, because Collin County is the richest county, wealthiest county, I am told, in the state of Texas, heavily Republican.
Well, listen, Chuck, I gotta get to a break here, but thank you for speaking up and for demanding that paper ballot. I hope it wasn't a provisional ballot.
No, I don't think so.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for sticking up for paper and for making sure they count the damn thing. He talked about, trust me. No, we don't trust you. No faith-based voting. If you can't see it, you can't count it, you can't believe in it. Let's get this country back to paper. Finishing out our Election Integrity Hour. Give us a call. We'll try to fit you in. 888-5-PETER-B. Got a bunch of folks on the line. Back in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
You know, I,
the show on KRXA 540.
President Bush says he listens to his military commanders. Well, Mr. President, I was one of those commanders, and you weren't listening when we warned you of the dangers we'd face invading Iraq. Now our military is overcommitted, and America is less secure. Mr. President, you're being told we need serious diplomacy, not escalation, and you're still not listening. If the President won't listen, Congress must.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
And there it is, our last traffic report of the night. And let's tell you about the very latest. We're going to mention that we do have a problem working. Well, let's get to it. CHP told us, here it is, folks. There's the computer. Prunedale, northbound 101 after Crazy Horse Canyon. It's a solo vehicle that collided with the hillside. It's still working. Santa Clara, we had a problem. Let's clear that. Let's go on over to Monterey County. Northbound 1 at Big Sur, injury crash. Overturned vehicle cleared to the right shoulder. Watsonville, southbound 1 at Strove Slow. A three-vehicle crash still working there. CHP still on scene for some reason. And Soquel, San Jose, Soquel Road at O'Neill, an injury crash. A bicyclist and a car on the shoulder. Paramedics, fire department on scene. And just to advise, we've got the Gilroy Garlic Festival going on. And so heavy traffic being expected there. This support brought to you by your McDonald's dealer.
While you were hot, calls Bin Laden never did get caught. So you said we had Saddam to blame. Tried to tell us it was all the same. But now the years roll by and our kids keep dying. You don't even have a plan to bring them home. Those WMD you promised on TV.
It's taking our country back one vote at a time if we have to. And if you haven't figured it out by now, after the past week and a half of my sitting in here for Peter B., oh, I'm Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com, sitting in for Peter B., if you haven't figured it out, these are all tied together. We wouldn't be in Iraq if we had a clean election system. Finishing out our last few minutes here before we have to jump on the trigger and get the hell out of Dodge or Texas or wherever the hell we are. So let's fly through these phone lines. 8885-PETER-B. All right, let's see who we got. What did I say? Number five. Jenny. All right, Jenny calling in from Arcadia. No, from Eureka. What's up, Jenny? Real quick.
I'm glad you got that right. I'm going to be really fast. Deborah Bowen wants input.
Mm-hmm.
I know your life is involved totally with computers, or pretty much, but mm-hmm. I'm a senior citizen, and lots of us don't have computers and can't access them.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we have a phone number?
For a phone number to do what? To contact?
To call Deborah Bowen and let her know how we feel about these election machines.
All right, fair enough. Let me try to get you one here as soon as I can. Let's see, I'm going to get you one. Hang on a second. Okay, here's the phone number for the Secretary of State's office.
All right.
Call them at, here we go. Where is this? 916. I think I got this right. Actually, hang on. I'll get it for you. I want to make sure I give you the right one. So listen up in a moment. I will get it for you before we go.
I'm listening. Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much for the call, Jenny. And let's go to Susan in Santa Cruz. Oh, Susan.
Hi, Brad. It's Susan. What my concern is, even, you know, before we go to the polls, my big election integrity thing is
mm-hmm.
that the media is deciding our votes before we even begin, you know, as per the Democratic
mm-hmm.
so-called debate last week.
Right.
Where they didn't even ask, you know, Kucinich and Gravel hardly anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really getting, you know, like, and then they tell you where they show you where they spiked on the curves and who won and who was most popular. But how could they do that without talking to all of them? So I'm wondering what we can do about that. I sent a letter out immediately to CNN, immediately, and told, what's his name, Anderson, that he ought to be ashamed of himself.
Well, that's exactly what you can do. And, Susan, I'm going to let you go here. But that's exactly what you have to do. You have to make noise. You have to contact CNN. You have to write letters to the editor. You have to start your own blog. I'm not kidding. You got to take your country back. You got to raise hell. The media, the corporate mainstream media, is not going to do it for you. And the government that we've got is not going to give it back to you. You've got to take it back. You got to raise noise. You got to make. You got to raise hell. Make noise. You got to get out to Secretary of State Bowen's office next Monday at 10 a.m. in Sacramento if you're there, and tell her what you think of this report, which I think is great. But check it out for yourself online at sos.ca.gov. But going back for Jenny, the phone number for the Secretary of State's office, if you'd like to congratulate her for taking this most important step, is 916-653-6814. That's the general information line at the Secretary of State's office. 916-653-6814. Give her a call. Tell her thank you for doing this, because this is what this matters, and it only matters if you people stand up, because I promise you, Diebold, ESNS, Sequoia Heart, they've got a lot of money invested in this thing, and they are going to fight her tooth and nail. So without you, this thing goes down in flames. The elections officials, they're going to fight her tooth and nail. You have got to take your country back. Let's get very quickly. Oh, we lost Paul. Let's get quickly to Bob. Our friend Bob Bancroft from Voters Unite. You always call when I don't have enough time. Bob, give me 30 seconds. What's up?
I'm a last-minute kind of guy, Brad.
But we love you.
You did a great job this week.
Thank you.
Real quick, yeah, I've been calling all of the senators that are connected in any way with the Feinstein bill.
Mm-hmm.
I've been calling representatives. I got to tell you, these guys seem to have the sense that the EAC is doing a good job. And I think this, you know, as John said earlier, these machines all had the rubber stamp of the EAC, correct? And now we're seeing,
yep,
we're seeing the results of the tests. Obviously, the EAC rubber stamp is a rubber stamp.
Yep.
And I think we got to get the message out to Congress that this body is in need of serious reform.
We do have to get that message out, but the only way, again, the only way we can do it is for you and me to make noise. And I know that I've been working on a report with Michael Richardson at bradblog.com about this. Bob, you are welcome. I'd love to have you anytime you got anything for us at bradblog.com. Come on over there and make noise, and let's let folks know what is going on with their EAC, the Elections Assistance Commission. Completely
Absolutely.
Compromised, screwed the pooch on this, has allowed all of these voting systems to be certified when they never should have been. Thank you, Bob. I got to run. All right. That was actually Bob Bancroft from VotersUnite.org as well. Okay. What do we can we do this in 30 seconds? Marianne from Arcadia, you got 30 seconds max. What's up, Marianne?
Yeah, I knew I'd get the 30 seconds. Well,
I'm
I had
sorry.
A question about Hospital Corporation of America. We'll never have universal health care until we deprivatize all the 200 hospitals the Frist family bought up in the 70s and 80s, and in 06, their revenues were $25 billion. That's B like in boy. And I'd like to find out, maybe you can tell me where I can, because I've called six senators on the Finance Committee, and they sure didn't know. What kind of corporate taxes did they pay for 06? What were the salaries and bonuses they paid to their CEOs and directors? And how much did they pay out to the shareholders?
Yeah, boy, I wish I had a quick answer for you, which I don't with a minute here left. I know that TalkingPointsMemo.com has actually covered Bill Frist and the HCA pretty closely. And not enough time. I'd love to get into it more. Maybe next time Peter P. has me back to guest host, if I'm invited back. All right, we got to get out here. Want to wish good luck to Christine Kraft, who's taking over ably next week up there in Sacramento at 1240 a.m. KSAC, Talk City. And I want to thank everyone, particularly the folks here at KPFT, who in Houston, 90.1 FM, including Odie McClay, who joins us there. Hey, Odie, for making this possible to happen from Houston. Thank you to Desi Doyen to make we wouldn't be on the air every day were it not for her. Brian Unger and Katrina Real up there at the Mothership in San Francisco. Bless you both, and thank you for allowing me and my learning curve here. Thanks, of course, to Peter B. Collins for entrusting this microphone to me. God bless you. What were you thinking? And to our guests today, Brian Myers, John Gideon, Christine Kraft, Greg Palast, of course. Check out his report tonight on Now, Agent 99 at bradblog.com, and Alan.
Hi, this is Sheila Gale reminding you to listen in every Saturday for my show, 12-Step Talk Uncensored. Saturdays 4 to 5 p.m., honest talk about addictions and how recovery is possible. 12-Step Talk Uncensored. With addictions now the number one fastest rising disease in America, I mean all addictions, sex, food, gambling, alcohol, shopping, we are all affected. So listen in and call in. Saturdays 4 to 5 with me, Sheila Gale, brought to you by Sun Street Centers, prevention and recovery centers serving the Monterey Peninsula for over 30 years.
There's more than one side to every issue. Actually, there's usually more than two sides. It's important to get a different perspective on issues and current events, and that's what we'll provide you on Thursday nights at 10 on KRXA 540. Our show is called, appropriately enough, A Different Perspective. I'm Jack Quirk, and I'm your host. I have guests with a unique angle on current issues. I'm often joined by Phil Ropp and other guest co-hosts who bring their own expertise to our discussions. Join us each Thursday night at 10 for A Different Perspective here on KRXA 540.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself. Yes News, I'm Bill Whitney. Mercifully, the closing bell signaled the end to a terrible week on Wall Street, the worst week in 5 years for the Dow. Following up on yesterday's 311-point loss, the Dow dropped another 208 points today, closing at 13,265. CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus followed the action.
A lot of the people I spoke to are calling this a mini correction. They're saying that this was something that the market needed to do given the fact that it ran up so quickly. The Dow is up 5%. Well, before the sell-off, the Dow was up 5% in just the past 3 weeks. So this is really just a natural pullback.
She says it might continue next week before bargain hunters jump in. It's been nearly 6 years since the terrorist attacks. Today, as CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports, Congress approved a new package of Homeland Security measures.
Finally adopting many of the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission, the bill would require that all cargo on passenger planes be checked, that ships be checked for radiation before coming to U.S. ports, and redirects Homeland Security money from small states to more likely terrorist targets. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi couldn't resist a partisan slap at past Republican Congresses.
We will have done in 6 months what previous Congresses failed to do in nearly 6 years.
The bill now headed to President Bush for his signature also would, for the first time, make public the total amount in the intelligence budget. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
In Phoenix this afternoon, Connie Sullivan, helicopter reporter for CBS television affiliate KPHO, was following a police car chase when some of her colleagues got in trouble.
Wait, I got a problem here. I got an accident. Go north. I got a helicopter down.
Two helicopters from other stations had collided in midair, crashing in flames. The pilot and photographer aboard each chopper were killed. NASA today made public the report that says two astronauts were allowed to fly drunk. The agency says it will investigate and implement reforms, but for the time being, CBS News correspondent Peter King reports it's status quo.
No booze ban yet for astronauts.
They're really responsible adults.
Or mostly, says NASA Deputy Administrator Shanna Dale. The report says booze has flowed freely at the crew quarters and after a long day of training.
If they want to go back to crew